welcome to this Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections EAP. I'm pleased once again to be talking with my colleague, Margie Gale. She is a registered nurse and the Nurse Wellness Specialist in the Vanderbilt Nurse Wellness Program and Work-Life Connections EAP. One thing that occurs to me that might be confusing to some people is the relationship between stress and anxiety. We often act as if it were the same thing and as if we have no control over either one.
Stress really is the impact of an event, which we would call a stressor, and what that meaning has to a person and the level of it then results in the feeling of dread and anxiety. That's the feeling, the affective part, and also the response of our body, because it's important to know how we're hardwired for stress. So we're going to begin to separate those so we can see what part we can influence and how we learn to modify our feeling state.
So the hard wiring you talked about is really how our body is reacting to an event that it would be considered stressful.
Yes, exactly.
Can we take a couple examples just so we can kind of clarify those two concepts? Let's say there are a number of us sitting at the table and the cook comes in and here is this chocolate decadence cake. Would this be a stressor?
It could. It can be a stressful event because for one person, they might look at that and say, oh, that's great. I just wanted a taste of chocolate all week, and they eat that and it works out, or they have a bite of that and that works out. But for another person, they might want to have that chocolate cake. But if my primary provider has just said to me, Margie, your blood sugar's up and I'm worried about it, you may be developing diabetes, that may suddenly face me with, oh my gosh, I want it, but I shouldn't. And in fact, also my spouse may go, oh my gosh, don't eat that.
Okay, so then my brain kicks in and forces me to think, if you will, about whether or not I can have this, and that might actually make me anxious in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, and these are the kind of stressors that happen every day, and so they take us by surprise.
Interesting, and I can't tell if you're going to be stressed by an event that to me is perfectly normal.
Exactly.
Okay, can I take another example? Let's take a work example, if you don't mind. Let's say I come into work, my supervisor looks at me and says, you know, we just don't have the census to support, you know, your being here today, so go ahead and take the day off. Does this all apply here too?
It could. Let's imagine that this is on Tuesday, April 14th of this past week. I come into work and I'm coming in on the night shift at 7 o'clock and my supervisor says that to me and I may look at them and go, oh my gosh, no, I need this work. I've already exhausted my leave bank. I'm going to be short on my paycheck if I don't work. That would, of course, be, in these economic times, a very stressful event to me, and I would respond to that both emotionally and physiologically. On the other hand, take another person who is next to me. They may come in, and their supervisor says that to them, and they clap their hands and say, oh, great, I need to go home and finish my taxes tonight. So one event can have very different meaning.
So it really just depends on how our minds take the event and how our body's reacting and make sense of that particular event.
Absolutely. And I don't want to minimize that in these economic times, there are an awful lot of really overloading events that have happened to us, both individually, as families, and as communities. Many people don't realize it's important not to face stress by yourself. We need to reach out, and that's a lot of what we do in our department in helping people in all parts of the university.
That's true. Well, Margie, thank you. We remind you, Work-Life Connections EAP is here. If any of you would like to speak to one of our clinical counselors about their stressors or your reactions to them or finding ways to deal with them more effectively, feel free to give us a call for a confidential appointment at 936-1327. Thanks for joining us today. We'd like to hear from you, especially if you have a question or topic you'd like to hear on the podcast. Contact us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Also, check us out on our website at www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.